Podcast number 98, I think. 98.
102.
Dude, we got to start thinking about special shit to do for number 100. We got to do something.
I already told you.
What's that?
We're going to interview a hooker.
We're not going to interview a hooker, son. I don't want any of that. Yes, number 98. I don't want any of that shit. I'm like, yeah, so what is it like to just... Anyways, we're not getting into this.
Were you touched?
Dude, I'd have a hard time doing that kind of interview where it's like, hey...
What made you want to be a hooker? You just give up on life?
Wow.
In eighth grade, did you know this was where you peaked?
I think there's going to be like a lot of drug stories. It's maybe. Like, oh, then I tried meth for once, and then it all went downhill.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyways... What's going on?
We'll go to that, what is it, stripper box I told you about.
Do what?
The stripper boxing I told you about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember the stripper boxing?
Oh, stripper boxing. Yeah. Okay, I got you, Yeah, we should. Dude, I was this close today because you left me. I was this close to going to go play Midnight Wongone. This close. And the only reason I didn't, because I've been deeply... fantasizing about cars again. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm on Craigslist and shit now. I have no intent of buying anything at all, but I'm on there. I can tell you what the specials are right now. I was this close to going and playing that Midnight Wongone game, but I had already made a gigantic ass trip to this mall over there to get my mom something. And then also, I knew I would have been pissed if I got there and then the cards weren't working.
Yeah, that's my thing. I still want to go over there. I love that game.
That game is the best game ever.
It's probably that game and then Halo Reach.
Yeah, that game is so addicting, man. I went on eBay looking for them, and I couldn't find them, right? The arcade machines. But you can actually get, you know that little plate that sits that allows you to shift into the gears? You can get one of those little plates. I was going to buy one and see if I can get like a shifter linkage and then just get like the whole mechanism so I could just... sit like a loser, sit at home and just be like shifting gears, just pretending I'm playing.
be that nerd, that like computer nerd who has a flight simulator.
No. But I have seen people that have the full driving simulator where it's like three monitors and one seat and it's got the whole thing. But those are never as good, man, because. Like, those people that build those are usually playing games like Gran Turismo, because Gran Turismo are, like, games that
simulators
are simulators for, right? But for me, it just feels weird, man. You can't tell how fast you're going. You can't feel that speed. So, like, in real life, you would be able to feel how quickly you're going into something and just, like, instinctively... think to yourself, yeah, no, I'm gonna die if I continue to go 90 miles an hour on this turn. And in that game, you just don't feel it.
Yeah.
And then you try to turn and the car doesn't turn.
Yeah, it doesn't turn.
I don't like it. I rather have the fantasy of the Midnight Wongone where it's not realistic at all. Like, you whip that car to the side going like 200 miles an hour or whatever, and it just freaking drifts the corner. I'm like, okay, this is not realistic, but it's a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not realistic, but it's realistic enough where you're like, yeah, it's more or less like it.
Yeah, plus it's more of my style. Like, it's like it's like the shit we used to do when we were ruling the streets. It was highway driving.
The reason why I prefer that game more than like Gran Turismo or any of those is because when I turn the wheel, it turns, and that's the thing that pisses me off with all those like driving simulators on like PS4.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Not great.
Like, when I turn the wheel, I need it to turn. That's my thing.
I don't like them.
That's why I never liked any of those. Other than, I think Gran Turismo I did like.
I didn't like any of them. But I didn't like any of them at all.
That was like PlayStation 1 day, so hey. It was all shit back then.
All pixelized and square.
Yeah. I was just telling the story of the when we used to rule the streets.
Yeah, man. I miss those days.
That's what I said, too. I was like, I miss those days.
I was a baby. But I found this is totally. I'll talk about this for 2 seconds, ladies, because I don't know, you girls don't give a shit. But I found a website where that walks you through how to install a PlayStation emulator.
Mm-hmm.
But it also improves the graphics of the original games. Hmm. I mean, it's not gonna look like PS4, but it looks way better than the original.
Hmm.
And like, it bumps up. So it doesn't look. It smooths things and it makes things a little like better. So it doesn't look so. Geometric,
like
whatever.
Hexagons.
Yeah, it doesn't look so you know, shaped like.
That's pretty cool.
But that was pretty cool.
I'll look into that. I was gonna do one for a Super Nintendo, but then I'm like, why am I limiting myself? Gotta go up higher. So how? What's the highest I can get on my computer? Which I think they finally took out the last payment out of my computer.
Oh, you're paid off the computer finally?
I think so. So, there you go. Got a whole computer now.
There you go, man.
I was messing with the videos I was supposed to edit from like 2 months ago.
Yeah, no, I know. You still got those. We didn't do a VMR this week. So for those of you that are sad because you won't see a VMR this week, I'm letting you guys know right now. We're going to start dropping 3 throwback podcasts every week now.
Good.
3.
We get caught up, man.
We need to get caught up. Because
we're
at 98. This is number 98.
What are we on the throwback ones?
And the throwback podcast, I think number 35 is dropping this week.
Yeah, that's a Monday. Huge, that's 60 behind.
Yeah, man, we're hella behind. Yeah, number 35 is dropping on Monday.
It's like me and my load. It's behind.
By the way, 35 is my epic rant about the all-female Ocean's 11 movie that's coming out. That's a good one.
Dog shit.
Yeah, so 3 weeks. So I'm thinking Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't like dropping shit on Friday because nobody watches shit on Friday. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of you work on Friday, but I think a lot of people get super distracted and then you just don't watch shit or something. I don't know. But I'm thinking Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Boski will be happy. He'll get more content. Some of you, the loyal people that listen to our shit, will be happy because then you get some throwback podcasts. And then, you know, whatever. You know, some of you that are watching this at work and some of you ladies are like, I don't want to go to iTunes to do it. There's a link below where you can just click it and it takes you to the URL. And you could play it just like you're playing YouTube right now at work. When you shouldn't be, but still, you could do it with the throwback podcasts. Go mm-hmm. listen to that shit.
They're great. They're hilarious, probably.
And confirm the fact that I don't think women fantasize about doing a giant heist. All right? Confirm that, because I know that's not true.
I'm 800% sure that's not true.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But anyways.
I mean, did you get any feedback from last week?
No feedback.
I said a lot of horrible things.
Said a lot of horrible shit, man. As long as nobody hears them or nobody has a comment, I think we're good. I think you continue to say horrible shit as much as you want.
Good. I thought somehow it was going to be like, that's just how I pull up my pants. I don't do it for you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm completely wrong. In fact, I have follow-up. We did have feedback. I apologize to the ladies that did get back to me. I am sorry. So some ladies who will remain undisclosed sent me a DM on Instagram and were like, women don't do... sorry if it seems insulting in the way I'm saying it, but I'm going to do it this way. That way you can differentiate my voice from the viewer. She was like, women don't do that shit. Like the pulling up the pants thing. And then
my left nut, they don't do that.
And she's like, they don't do that. I've never done that, right? And then another girl who apparently also listens to the podcast came in on that thread or on that thing, and they were like, oh yeah, I guess, I mean, okay, let me go back because it sounds like I don't remember what they said. She was basically saying, yeah, I've seen girls that do it and maybe she has done it in the past. And I was like, see? And so the first girl number one, was like, oh man, so does that work? And so this is the most hilarious shit ever, and I'm sorry, girl number one, but this actually made me laugh because I have such a cartoon-like mind that I could see this shit played out in my head. So apparently, girl number one, who didn't think this was a thing, she was like, well, I'm going to try this shit out.
Right.
And so apparently she had a meeting or something, and there's this hot guy that she was trying to, like, you know, get with or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she did the pant thing. And look, in my mind, if you don't know what we're talking about,
yeah,
like, you
back.
Probably didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Or you exaggerated it. It has to be a subtle,
yeah,
like, showing of the goods, but yet not like a...
Yeah, you gotta... Okay, so let me explain it to you a little bit better. So you're doing... It's kind of exaggerated, but it's not overly exaggerated, right? Like, you're doing it and you're kind of letting said person know you're doing it, but it's also casual enough that, like, everybody at said Starbucks or said Taco Bell or said wherever you're at is like not noticing it. All right.
Well, this is the problem is that's the key problem that you just mentioned. That and another one that I pretend in my head I understood what happened. Problem number one is that you did this like in the middle of a meeting.
Wow, you filthy.
So
trying to get the boiler room gangbang going on.
So she did this like in a staff meeting from my understanding. And
yeah, trying to get the staff.
Yeah, she was trying to like get the attention of the dude, right? Which is respectable. But I think the problem is that, first of all, I feel like in my mind, the way this played out because of my cartoonish mind, you went a little too crazy with it and you drew too much attention. And then the second problem, which she confirmed, is that she didn't do it once. She did it like three times.
No, you didn't do it once.
Well, check this out. So I guess the guy that she was trying to get the attention from, she got the attention,
right?
But I guess the guy was like, I guess the guy was like, hey, if your pants are falling off that much, you need to get a belt.
Damn. Sometimes you just got to take the L and walk away.
Yeah, man. And I told her, I'm like, I didn't want her to feel bad. But I also was like, dude, this is a hilarious story that you should be telling other people because it's fucking funny. That's one of those things that when you're like 55, you're going to sit there and you're going to be like, do you remember that one stupid ass time I tried doing that to that lawyer dude?
See, now you can be in a, like, all right, a board meeting is probably the wrong.
That's probably the wrong one.
Wrong place. Yeah. You got to be in like an open spot. And it helps if like a Taco Bell is a good example. Like, so if I'm in back of you and you're like, damn, that dude probably got a 10-inch dick, which I
Jeez.
Do.
And
Jeez. So, hey, I'm just letting you know what's up. And so you're like, I got to impress this guy. So if I'm in back of you and you're in front of me and you're you know, ordering tacos or whatever the fuck they have at Taco Bell. And then you do that. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. My meat needs some stirring now. Then I'm going to be like, oh, man, I'll get this taco for you. Then I can open up your taco later.
Wow.
And see, that would be a good time to do it. But like in a boardroom meeting, that's probably too many people there.
Yeah, man. In my mind, I feel like she probably exaggerated it. And then you did it too much. Three times is too much.
Yeah.
I think one, you're testing the waters. And then if you think.
Just do it once.
If you, yeah,
always
yeah.
Always just once.
The only reason I would say do it twice is like, let's say you like are fishing and you throw that lure out and then you feel the fish nibbling on the worm or whatever the hell you're using for bait. But they didn't catch you,
yeah.
Right? You could do it twice maybe because maybe you caught a little glimpse that they were looking at you and then you want to confirm that he's into you so maybe you can approach him or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do it twice. But I would say probably only do it ever once.
Yeah, and then that's – I think I said last week, it's like a maneuver the chicks – when I've noticed them doing it, they do it like I always just catch it out of my peripherals.
Yeah.
It's like not when like I'm like right behind them or something. It's like they do it when they kind of see I'm paying attention, but not fully because they want me just to get that attention.
Yeah, man. I honestly, that story kind of made my day because in my mind, it's so comical that was like that's something that you should send to a writer. And they should throw it in some random ass show like fucking Who's Your Mom? What's that show?
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. Like that seems like some shit that somebody would do.
Yo.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Some show that's
hey,
on
well,
right
don't
now.
Feel bad, man. We all take L's.
We all take the L's. But it was a great
sometime.
Story, though.
Yeah.
So anyways, dog, what's new with you?
Nothing, man. Just working.
Are we going to talk about all about today and why you left me at all or no?
Do you want to talk about today?
I don't know. Is this a worthwhile story or no?
No, not too much. We didn't do anything crazy.
Apparently, you got people walking around here, too. It's late as shit, but apparently, you got people walking around. All right.
Why?
Good thing I got my knife. Just going to stab a motherfucker. Anyways, so what was I going to tell you? So, have you heard this shit that's going on with DJ Khaled? Khaled? So, apparently, somebody went back in time and listened to one of his interviews he had at a radio station like a long ass time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently a long ass time ago. I don't know, man. I don't follow DJ Khaled or however the fuck you pronounce it. Apparently in that interview, they were interviewing him about like, you know, sexual proclivity. and they were asking him about, why do those 300s look way more sportier than the other ones?
It's probably the fully loaded version.
So anyways, back to DJ Khaled. He had an interview with the radio station, and they were asking him about his sexual proclivity, and they were basically asking him, like, you know, what he enjoys or whatnot. And I haven't listened to the full interview because I don't have that much time on my hands. But I guess he was talking about, like, he, you know, with his partner, like, with his girl, he likes, you know, the occasional blowjob or whatever, whatever. And somehow they got into the conversation of whether or not he, like, reciprocates and he kind of hooks her up.
Oh, I did hear about this? That. Yeah.
And then he was kind of like,
he don't go, down on that south mouth, man. No.
Yeah, man. He was kind of like, nope. He's like, and then he made some weird thing about, like, hey, man, I'm bringing home the bread and da 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 da. And I'm just like, what?
And then The Rock was like,
Yeah. So
The Rock was like, nah, bro. She goes down on my jabroni. I'm going down on her.
No, he says some.
He said pretty much
is what he said. But you know what I thought was hilarious is, like, he's the most PG guy ever.
Yeah.
Like, he hardly even cusses on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And so for him to come out and talk about something like that and just to bring it up, it's like
all kinds of shit just, like that back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah, but not anymore. Now he's super PC because he's, like, you know, with the Disney and all that shit, making all those super PG channels or PG movies. But he said something along the lines of, like, hey, I try to master all my craft, and that's a craft I try to master too, or some shit like that. And he's like, but it's none of my business. And he just, like, kind of, you know, supposedly steps away. And I was just like, dude, what the hell? That's random for The Rock to come in. But now everybody's going to, like, I would want to know what the boost of his social media is on some shit like that.
Yeah, man. He has a platform to, you know, give his opinion sometimes, so he's going to use it.
So do you think that's, like, a problem, like, for a guy to be able to say, I expect this, but I am not going to do this?
I got the perfect example of this. So back on season 2 of Backroom Casting Couch.
Oh, my God. Like, season 2, episode 4, 44 minutes in.
Hey, man, I'm not a... Dude's not moving.
All of that was unnecessary.
He didn't move.
Oh, that one was unnecessary.
Anyways, I'm not a pervert. I don't know the episode, or I do know the episodes. I know the timestamps on them. So he's going to town on this American Indian chick.
Okay, I like how you remember this like it was yesterday,
dude. It was yesterday. I have the greatest hits collection.
I guess so.
On my red
like tube the account. Box. You're like they got the you're the only one that orders the box set. You're like, I want to come back and rewatch this. Can I have the collector's edition?
I have the collector's edition where his face signed is unscrambled. Signed by that
guy. You're like the special features on it. And he's like, thank you for buying my DVD. Yeah, this is actually like, what I look like.
He's like, this is what. Don't take a picture of me though. I'm like, all right, I won't.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, so yeah, and. He's like, all right, I'm gonna go down on you. She's like, what? And he was looking at her like, puzzled. Is that a Vanshee yelling? What the fuck is that?
Some car that needs brake maintenance desperately.
So he goes, I wonder if the thing picked that up because that was very loud.
That one maybe not, but that truck a second ago I did.
So he goes, I'm gonna go down on you, and she's looking at him like he asked her. Like, she asked the anti-life equation, and he's like, what? You didn't, like, why are you looking at me like that? And she's like, what do you mean go down on me? He's like, I'm going to eat you out. Like, I'm going to lick your walls. He was, like, just saying a whole bunch of innuendos because he's dumb like that, right?
It's like, I'm trying to eat that taco.
Yeah, just all the kind of sayings like that. And she, like, didn't understand. He's like, what, they don't do that in your culture? He's like, no, we just suck the dude's dick, but they never go down on us.
Really? That was like Native Americans?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now I'm curious if that's really like a thing, like culturally.
Maybe.
Well, that's, you know.
See, you thought I was just a pervert. I learned.
You learned educational, dog.
Educational. That's why he's on the educational section of Pornhub.
But you know what, though? I think Joey Diaz said that some of those old Cuban guys. I guess he calls them like the Ubacai or Sobacai or some shit. It's like one of those old school Cuban guys are just like that, where they don't do that at all, because it's looked at like less manly to go down on a girl, but they're still like, hey, dude, I want my pipe taken care of. Do you know what I mean? It's very interesting. I think some of those older cultures are like that. I wonder, like, I could see that still being a thing in like certain cultures, like Italians who are like pretty prideful guys.
Hey, man, you know, I'm not going to hate on it if that's like, you know, what you guys agree upon.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it's like a personal thing, like, you don't want to be an asshole and be like,
yeah, like if that's his wife.
If she doesn't care,
if that's what they agree upon, or if like that's their culture.
But see, I think my thing is, if he would have said my wife doesn't like it or doesn't want me to do it, mm-hmm. that's different than being like, nah, but I expect you to do it.
Yeah, and I'm bringing. Should have.
And the weird part was when he was like, oh, I'm bringing home the bacon, so I expect to be taken care of.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
No.
Or my job is to take care of the bacon. Her job's to do this and this and this. And I'm like, ooh, that's. That's some madman shit right there.
Yeah, no. See, you gotta say things. Like, once again, we're very PC in this day and age.
Yeah.
But then also, again, there's a proper way to say stuff.
Yeah, and, I don't think that was a proper way to say it.
He should have said it, like, properly. Because we are very PC, but then at the same time, like, come on. Phrase your words a little bit better, man. Like, come on.
I'm curious also, like, how old that interview was.
We are PC, but we also are kind of more educated now, so we can choose our words a little bit better. Yeah, like, man. When I said South Mouth, what
everybody knew what you're talking about.
Everybody knew what I was talking about.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah, man, just stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought that interview was fucking hilarious, and the fact that The Rock came in on that, I was like, wow, man, that's interesting for you to.
He probably thought the same thing. He was like, okay, that's good, but like, you got to be like, oh, well, this is my culture or whatever, or not. Like, he should have been like, oh, in my culture, I don't do this or this. Like,
I guess. You know. Hey, by the way, did you hear what's going on in fucking Hawaii?
Yeah, you live on a fucking volcano. What the fuck you think's gonna happen?
I wonder how, like, is that on the main island?
Yeah. No, I think it's on the offshore.
One of the other ones?
It doesn't matter. You're all on a volcano. That's like me next month saying, fuck, it's hot here.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Man, it's really dusty here. I wonder where all the dust came from.
Can you imagine, though, like, if it's on a smaller island that's less populated and less visited, then it's like whatever, right? But can you imagine if you had saved up all year to go on vacation and you're like, I finally saved up to go to Hawaii, and you pay for your trip and all that shit, mm-hmm. and then you go and now you're fucked?
Is there a car there?
Huh?
Is there a car there?
No.
Oh, I thought there was one.
No, you're good. Yeah, can you imagine if you spend all that money freaking trying to go to Hawaii and all of a sudden you're like, nah, you can't go anymore?
Yeah.
You better have paid for that extra insurance to be able to get your money back, because then you're fucked. Airline and hotel and all that shit.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And it's just crazy how, like, when you see lava, you're like, oh, that's lava. I got to stay clear of it. Yeah, there's a lot of shit in a volcano you got to stay away from. You got to stay away from the ash. The gas.
That's like the thing that's getting people right now is the gas, because people don't realize that shit's toxic as shit. And like a regular gas mask, I don't think protects you from that.
No, that don't do shit for me. That's fucking nitrous fumes from the earth.
Yeah. It's like essentially like earth's farts.
Yeah.
Like, kill us. Little parasites are living on it.
And then the magma, like, kind of like flow thing that's like real slow moving. It's not hot magma, but it's kind of like, it's a little bit colder. But it's still really hot, so it'll catch fire.
That's like
slow moving one that goes across.
That's like a marshmallow. Like when you heat up a marshmallow, you press it. Like the outside looks hard, but you press it and you just melt in.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like that. That shit is crazy. They had one that was going across. They had the video of it. First thing, this person was too close from it. It's like from where we are to that sign over there that says all the stuff that we're at.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, first thing is lava. I've seen lava in a lot of movies. This too fucking close. I shouldn't be that close to lava. Like, when I see a lion in the zoo, I'm like, that's close enough. It's close enough. I'm good. I don't need to be any closer to this lion. It's a fucking lion. I'm good. That's too close to lava. I'm too close to lava.
Did you ever hear about that story, by the way, speaking of lions, about the that one fucking zoo that apparently didn't have a top cover for the lion or tiger exhibit or some shit? One of those two. And apparently these kids or adults were pissing off the lions. And eventually they got so angry that they jumped over the fucking fence and were trying to attack people.
That's a fucking lion.
I'm like, that's a goddamn monster, and you're fucking with a monster because he's behind a cage?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to feel that bad for you, to be honest with you.
Nope. Nope, it's a lion, man. That's what it does.
But also, like, keep the monsters fully caged, no? keep the super powerful, explosive monsters
Alpha Predator.
In a fucking full-on four-point cage.
That's true, too, man.
It's like, oh, yeah, no, this fucking tiger will be held in by this netting. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that we had that conversation before, too, yeah. Like a chimpanzee, they're like, oh, that's so cute. Then we'll fuck you up.
Yeah,
so man. Quick.
Then you
watch Planet of the Apes, you're like, oh, they're so cute. Look, Caesar took care of that human. Yeah, he also killed a lot of humans, too, because they were fucking around with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with any fucking monkeys.
What's wrong with you?
At all.
It's like that video where it's like, those two gorillas are fighting in the enclosure, and the lady's like, somebody get the zookeeper. What the fuck is the zookeeper going to do?
Nothing.
Fucking nothing.
Fucking gorillas, man.
And second thing, that glass you're behind, that's only going to be there for so long. You need to get the fuck moving when you see two gorillas fighting.
I wish that we can communicate with gorillas just enough to where we could test their strength. Because, you know, there's always those dumb... Like, there was that dumb show where it was, like, human versus animals. And they had, like, a human, this strong dude doing a tug of war against an orangutan. But you could tell that orangutan didn't give a fuck. Like, they were actually doing tug of war. But the orangutan was, like, being playful and shit. Like, I want to see one that's determined. And I want to see what kind of, like, let's put a deadlift bar and get a gorilla in there and be like, let's see what you can do, bro.
I want a full silverback gorilla.
Yeah, I want a full silverback gorilla.
He's just lifting. CrossFitter's like, what the fuck? What's he on?
I'm like, that motherfucker just did 2,000 pounds, like nothing.
CrossFitter's like, but he eats plants.
Fucking dude, I hate that argument. I hate it so badly.
He ate twigs.
I hate that. That makes me angry when I hear that shit. My fucking boss said that to me.
He's eating bark, man. I got to get on the bark.
My boss said that to me. She's like.
Slap her?
I held back. But she was like, oh, you know, she was, because I guess her daughters are not all plant-based diet or whatever. I was like, look, man, first of all, you better do your research, because you could be hella vitamin deficient if you're not supplementing certain vitamins that you can't get from plants. I think they're like the B vitamins. Mm-hmm. But secondly, that whole bullshit argument about like, hey, gorillas are strong as shit and all they eat is bananas or plants or whatever. And I'm like, look, man, first of all, if you look in the mirror, you look nothing like a fucking gorilla. What makes you think that because we're somewhat cousins that we're fucking genetically the same? Wrong number one. Secondly, okay, if you eat the same shit a gorilla eats all of its life, you're going to have a number of hormonal problems where you won't be able to develop muscle tissue. You won't be able to develop proper brain function, proper joint health, because of the fact that those fucking gorillas don't really need a lot of fats in their diet like humans do, and our hormones run mostly off of fats.
They're different things.
You'll never be to. It's like saying, man, a gorilla and us are the same, so therefore I should be able to do everything a gorilla is. Well, if that's the case, then you get in with a gorilla enclosure and you try to be that alpha male. See how that goes for you, because you're gonna have a fucking fist through your fucking head.
Like, I'll give you a good example of it. Tarzan got beat the fuck up by gorillas all the time.
Oh, I'm sure, dude.
They only liked him because they're like, he's cool. Like, he wasn't the leader
Tarzan
of them all.
Tarzan would never work. He would have been that, or he would have been like the bitch of all of them.
Yeah, no, that's what he was. Because like in the new one, he had to fight one of them. He fought his friend or whatever. He lasted exactly 32 seconds, and that was it.
I'm surprised he didn't die.
Oh no, I fucked him up. It fucked him.
Fucking gorillas. I mean,
and the only reason he like lived was because one, he was friends with the gorilla before, so it just needed to like, you know, win. So they want to kill him. That's the only reason. That's the only reason, man.
Yeah, but gorillas don't fuck around. I mean, they might not have the endurance of a human, but for those fucking 5 to 10 minutes, those motherfuckers are powerful. Like, Have you ever just go on YouTube right after this video? Not right now. Don't do it right now. Just go on YouTube and look at those videos where like angry gorillas slam on the fucking plexiglass when people piss them off. Fuck that. And it's like, dude, those that plexiglass is like 30 inches or whatever. It's like huge. And it's still rocking that window. Like when it comes at you, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking scared.
I'm gone.
Fuck that.
I ain't waiting around to see how long that's holding. He hits that once, I'm fucking gone. I'm in my car. Yeah.
Nah.
I'm fucking in the giraffe enclosure.
The craziest one is like when you see those like tiger videos where they're like looking at a little kid and they're just staring at it and staring at it.
Yeah.
And then at some point they just go and they just, you see how fast they just paw at the plexiglass or whatever. I'm like, dude, those things are powerful fucking cats.
Ain't doing that either.
I don't fuck with cats. I don't fight like fucking with big cats. I don't
fuck with zoos, man.
You won't win.
This is just, Jesus, crazy.
You look like Thanos, fucking scratches all over your face if you survive.
Yeah, if you survive. That's exactly right, if you survive that.
I wouldn't fuck with them. But anyways, that's enough.
Hey, man, I just found out, here's my new fact that I found out this week.
What's that? That like Casting Couch is coming out with season 3.
No. I'm on to something different now.
That Kermit porn.
Kermit has a big dick.
No wonder Miss Piggy keeps coming back to him. Oh, jeez.
Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Him and Childish Gambino are, in fact, the same person.
Dude, I just found that out,
just found that out, too, right?
Yeah. I was like, because everybody's talking about that music video. And so I Googled. I was like, what's that name?
Childish Gambino.
I was like, why does that sound so familiar? And does he have another single or record out or some
shit?
Yeah,
he has a new one.
And so I was like, what is this shit?
This is America one.
Before that, did he have something else?
Yeah, that Redbone song.
Maybe that's
why. It's really
why.
Good. That one's really good.
I heard it and I was like,
because it sounds like the 70s.
This mofo sounds familiar, right? And the bit, like, at our age, like, I'm not keeping up with music like I did back in my teens. Like, when I was in my teens, I was like, oh, man, I know all these artists. At least the mainstream ones, I know them all, right? But these new ones, I don't even know, man. Like, I hear all this fucking, like, Savage, whatever. Yeah, and I was like, who the fuck are all these little fucking losers? And I'm going to say losers because these aren't respectable-looking rappers. These are all, like, scrawny little fucking tiny dudes with too many shitty tattoos, colorful hair. I was like, I don't know who any of these fucking kids are.
No, it's just like our boy Winston said. They're like, wow, you're going to get those tats right on your head, huh? Like, you've been in this game 2 years? Shit. Yeah, you're like, you're going to get that on your head, huh? Okay.
It's that new money shit where you don't know what to do with the money you made.
Yeah, and our boy Winston's like, I have these tattoos on my head because I'm a tattoo
artist. Yeah.
Like, I'm always going to be a tattoo artist. Are you always going to be a rapper? I don't. No, you're not. You're going to be working at Larry's Fish Fry in 3 years.
Like,
calm the fuck down. But yeah, I just found out he and him are the same dude.
What is he famous for? Acting?
Yeah, he was on that show Community, and then he has a show Atlanta, and now he's Lando Calrissian in Han Solo, and he's a rapper.
I mean, for me, though, like, I don't know him from any of those things.
Yeah.
So I don't know why his name is so familiar. He must have done something that
he's
like.
He's had a lot of songs. I haven't heard any of them. Like, I watched his new one, and other than that Redbone song, I don't like any of them. I don't get it. People are like, oh, man, it's so great. I'm like,
Well, I think that whole song is like, it's a discussion on culture, like the U.S. culture.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it is. It's a discussion. It's just like a culture of, like, the shit.
So get out of it.
I think the U.S. culture is just turning to shit, man. Like, the more I look at certain things, the more I look at, like, a lot of common traits to pre destroyed Rome, like a lot of that shit where it's like the decadence and the crazy lifestyles and the disparity between the rich and the poor. And then, like, the one thing that really came to mind the other day was I was watching one of Casey Neistat's videos, and apparently there's a place in fucking New York where you can go and have these hot wings, and I can't remember how much they are. I think they're $1,000 for these hot wings because they're literally fucking covered in gold.
Yeah.
Like, they're like they have a gold flake on them, and they have like gold sauce or some shit. Like I'm talking about like the metal gold. Yeah. That's why they're $1,000. And he, you know, he went to go try them, and of course he's gonna get them for like free, for pretty much. And I think he did the owner gave him the wings or whatever. But I saw like the gold wings, and I'm like, dude, that is some pre-Rome shit where it's so decadent and so ridiculous that you want to consume a precious metal. What? If somebody gave you a brick of gold, you're not just going to fucking bite into it like a Hershey's Kiss and say, oh, this is delicious.
Yeah, Minecraft taught me a lot of shit. It didn't show me how to eat gold. I had to dig for that shit.
It's just some decadent shit where it's like, you know, that's the whole, isn't that the whole thing about like God in the Romans, it's like, oh, you killed my son or whatever. That was the one thing. But the other thing was just like, your culture is fucked. You guys are having orgies and doing all kinds of crazy shit God didn't believe in. And then he's like, fuck it. I'm going to wipe all these guys out. Fuck it. And it's just that same shit where it's just the decadence is just ridiculous. And plus our sexual proclivity here is getting crazy, I think.
I told you, I'm in that Kermit porn.
You're into that weird Kermit shit, dog. And so... But just for me,
he had a tentacle wrapped around it. Oh, jeez. Speaking of,
you're like it's hentai Kermit porn. That's what you're into.
Yeah, man, I agree with you there, but I don't get his music. I'm not saying that if you do, I mean if you do, hey man, that's good for you. But I don't. All right, man. So now we finally got this place for ourselves. I can show you the worst thing you're gonna see all fucking year.
Oh, you still, that's all right. There's a video
you want I almost deleted it because of what I did earlier, which I'll tell you the story because it was kind of funny. But, all right, here you go. I need you to describe what you're seeing to these
people. How long is this video?
It's not a video. It's a picture.
Oh, it's a picture. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a meme or something?
Yeah. All right, here you go.
Oh, fuck. It says, y'all N-words, and it doesn't say N-words, always talking about what type of pussy females, what type of dick you got. And it's literally 3x5 is 15 horribly graphic looking pictures of just different types of dick. Dude, it's making me uncomfortable just looking at every single one of these. What the hell is that? What's going on there?
I don't know, man.
Dude, that one, that right there is that's a disease. That's you need to go to a doctor for that one.
Dude, what is this one?
That's like a drill. It looks like a drill bit. Yeah, it looks like the skin has. It's like an anime where shit just coils up like some sort of weapon.
All right, now does
why does that one have a nipple on it?
All right, does number C look like Majin Buu?
Number C. Where's C8?
This one right here.
What is that? That's like extra fucking...
So, what...
What is that? It's like a... It looks like a piece of gum wrapped around it.
So, what are you looking at? You're looking at all the different mushroom tips, right?
Yeah, man. This is uncomfortable for me. What is going on with that? That's like a bug wrapped in skin. That's what that is right there.
All different mushrooms. Just one. Describe it to him.
No, it just looks like a gigantic, like... It looks like the pill. Okay, so you know that that Michelin tire guy.
Yeah.
It looks like a skin colored version of him that's laying on his side and his arms are forward and his legs are forward and all you're seeing is like his back and his head. It just looks weird. It just looks weird. All of these are very uncomfortable. It's just too much. First of all, who drew these? Because if you drew these, you got too much time on your hands. And secondly, did you go around like researching this?
Did you research this? Because I didn't tell you right now, mine don't look like none of these.
It's uncomfortable. This is uncomfortable. Get that off my face. I stared at that way too long. Oh man.
I finally delete that. They're terrible.
Making me uncomfortable. Anyways.
Terrible.
That is a terrible picture. You should have went up to that table of girls who's always here and been like, hey, what do you think about this? What?
Here's your palate cleanser, man. I'm going to try to get you that.
That pin? How big is those pins? How big is that pin?
Probably like this.
Just a gigantic-ass pin.
Yeah, man. There you go.
It's hilarious.
Dude, I had that picture for months.
You've had it forever. You talked about that, I think, 4 podcasts ago.
It's never a good opportunity. I don't want to be like ripping out a ripping out.
Ripping out.
Ugh. Whipping out a picture of a mushroom of tips.
He's like, hey, check out all these schlongs.
Hey.
Circle the ones you've seen in real life.
Yeah. Which one do you want in you?
Which is the one that you see and you're like, mmm.
Which one have you licked? Would you lick number W?
Oh, jeez. Ladies, just based on the way I'm dressed, which one do you think I am?
Oh, wow. Give me a surprise. Oh, it's H or J.
Dude, can you believe it, man? We're already in like mid-May. That's fucking crazy.
We're going to be done with the year right now.
And like next week, man, I'm going back to see my boy Wilson. I know. It's been like that for a while now. I'm keeping an eye on it. I thought I had more batteries with me, but apparently I don't. We'll be fine.
Lovely.
We'll be fine. If it just ends randomly, then I'll just do like a closing bit at the end and be like, yeah, that's all you get for this week. Go listen to Throwback Podcasts. They're available now. But anyways, our device is low on battery. Anyways, yeah, man, next week I go in for another shitload of hours of tattoo sessions. Shitload of hours.
Nice.
I'm excited about it, though, because hopefully.
Next week?
Next week, dog.
Damn, all alone.
Next week, man. Yeah, this will be a long. That'll be a long week. Hopefully, I actually get some rest this time around. But he said last time, and I quote, he thinks it'll be done in a session and a half. That would be nice because then that means that I could get some rest that Friday night and be fully rested to hang out with Boski on Saturday. Because last time, I was like a fucking zombie leaving Wilson's. Sleeping for a handful of hours, checking out of the hotel, and then running out to go meet him out on that side of town.
Did you bring me the tickets?
Yes. Remind me to give them to you.
Cool.
In my car.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do that. I was going to go, but I was going to see if you wanted to go, but I'm like, I'm not going to be in town. And I might be in town. I mean, it's on Sunday.
On the Sunday?
Yeah, it's the 20th. I think it's a Sunday. I'll look at my phone right now. That football game's on the 20th, but the way I figured, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm probably either going to be driving back that day or I'm already going to be here and probably wanting to get some rest. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to go. But I mean, I've never been to a Rattlers game, so I was just like, eh, man, it might be kind of cool. Plus, you know, it was like pretty much free. So I was like, fuck it, that'd be fun to go. But I was like, yeah, I'll give them to you because my parents didn't want to go.
They good seats?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're like, they're in the center, but like about five rows back, give or take.
Cool.
Yeah. I didn't know what's good seats for football. Like, I was like, do you want to be real close or do you want to be further? Because if you're real close, you're not going to be able to maybe see the sides or whatever. So I was like, I'll pick the middle. But people jumped on those quick.
Yeah, my old work used to give tickets away to a Diamondbacks game. They were the like top tier. Well, you went with us last
year. Yeah. I like going to go watch baseball because baseball, the stadium's big enough and there's a whole bunch of freaking places you can go. And so if you don't want to sit there and watch all nine innings, you can, you know, go do some shit, go get some more food and then come back and relax whatever. Football, I've never been to a football game. I haven't been to a baseball game either. I mean, a basketball game. I wonder if those are any fun because the seats are a lot smaller, right? Yeah. Or a smaller stadium.
Yeah, I think they redid it. So I haven't been – well, I was there for wrestling a few times. So it's been good. It's been all right. So, yeah, we'll have fun with that. My dad had been wanting to go, so it's good we got that. And it's on Sunday too, so that'll work out well. And that'll work out well.
We'll have to figure out when to do the podcast or whatnot, but we'll figure it out. It's not a big deal.
With Boski while you're up there.
I guess I can push it around with Boski.
But like, why? If you go to that pot place, I can give you a list of stuff.
Yeah, give me. Well, if we go, I'll ask Boski if he wants to go again, and we'll get a list together if we go. That way you can look around. But
shit, I have one. I gotta get ready to ship tomorrow. Just reminded me.
And also, if you wanted to go to that Comic-Con thing locally, we gotta look into that because that's the week after. Fuck. Yeah, man, it came up quick. That's what I'm saying. Time's flying. I'm like, it pisses me off, too, because I'm trying to get the super secret project thing going. But everything's on standstill, man. I was supposed to get a shipment in on Thursday for that thing I showed you pictures of. And, like, UPS didn't deliver it. And then when I finally got them to deliver it, they're like, oh, you owe us $20 fucking $450 or some shit. I was like, excuse me? I've never had to pay for my UPS shipment when it comes in. And they're like, yeah, why, whatever. So I called the company. I'm like, yo, is it procedure for me to have to pay for shipping? Like, I thought everything was taken care of when I paid you guys. And they basically, I guess, tried charging. I guess they charged UPS customs because the shit came from China, apparently.
Okay.
And so they charged UPS customs, and UPS is trying to get that customs money back. And so I called the company, and they got to talk to UPS, and UPS is going to get paid. That way, I don't want to deal with it. But if I also don't want that shipment to go back to where it came from. So if I have to pay the $24.50, I'll pay it. But these mofos got to refund me, because then you're cutting into my money
profit.
Gains. Yeah. So, but I really wanted to get those in, man. I wanted to rock them next week, because next week I'm only going to go train for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to go take the trip to go see Wilson. And then I don't know how long I'm going to be before I can go train again. Because yeah, you know how long, like
two weeks.
I know, that's my thing. I don't want to wait 2 weeks. So maybe I'll do like, maybe I'll go in and not really like roll, like not really drill or anything. Just kind of learn the techniques and then maybe do some striking.
Just wait 2 weeks, man.
I'll definitely wait at least a week for everything to heal up, because I definitely don't want to get any infections. I desperately do not want
to
get any infections.
Well, if we go to the Comic-Con thing here, then just wear the shirt over there and fucking advertise.
Oh, the shirts won't be ready.
Oh.
No, the shirts won't. Dude, I got to place the order soon. Oh, dude, I was going to show you that today, but this threw everything off. I was going to get your thoughts on the two sample shirts, because I bought the sample ones. I wanted to get your thoughts on which one you thought was better. But anyways, people on the podcast don't give a shit right now.
I said, they're like, what the fuck? These guys went off into their own conversation.
Yeah, we're about to get them Pie Life shirts, ladies. Holler at your boy if you want that. I'm into that Pie Life shirt.
I know you about it.
You know you about it.
You know you like to see it ooze out.
I wonder if that's the thing you can search like on Pornhub. You're like, I like it when it oozes.
Yeah.
You're like, it's my bookmarks, bro. Here, let me pull it up. Oh, jeez.
You can search for anything. That's look hilarious. For bamboo shoots on Pornhub.
Bamboo? Jesus. You need God when you're starting to use bamboo poles for shit. You need to fucking trim it back, man. You redlined your shit for sure.
You broke it, right?
You broke it, dog. Everything. Yeah, no, you broke
it's
it.
Overloaded.
It's too much. It's too much.
Oh,
fuck. That just fucking creeped me out. Dude, whenever I see any of that shit, I'm like, dude, you as the girl that's filming that, you can't be into it, right? Like, you can't just be thinking to yourself, yeah, I'm really into this baseball bat. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. This carrot. I really love orange things up and out of me.
Just disturbing.
All right, man. I'll tell you what I did earlier.
Oh, what'd you do earlier, dog?
So, you know, you told me not to be about that bullshit.
Exactly.
I wasn't about that bullshit.
For the last 98 podcasts.
I'm about that bullshit, man.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this the girl you're talking about like last week?
Yeah.
Where there was a girl where all your coworkers are clowning on you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you hit her up.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen? How'd you describe it? How'd it go down?
So I was ready to take some people home, and she brought them to the van I was at. I was like, hey, me and you should go do something after we work on Saturday. She's like, all right, cool. And I was like, all right, cool. I was like, I'll get your number later. And she was like, all right, cool. I was like, yeah, did it. That was like on Tuesday. But I was really busy at work all week, and I wasn't actually at the office this week. They sent me to another location, so I didn't see her this whole week.
Uh-huh.
And so Friday came, and I was like, well, I'll see her tomorrow after, because we're going to work on Saturday, because we're going to go see Avengers. That was the event we're going to work.
Oh, yeah.
But turns out they didn't need us to work, either one of us. And I was like,
you're like, damn, I want to see it again.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? Yeah, I was like, what the hell, man? I was trying to see it again. So, but she was working the event on Friday, and I was driving again on Friday. So when I got back to the office, I was like, this one don't got my number, man. I'm like, I'm kind of screwed here. So what do I do? So luckily, I know what car she drives, because she drives the same car I do.
Okay. No way. Really?
Yeah. It's orange.
Are you like, are you having the same problems I am?
Yeah. Yeah, she is, in fact.
She is. You're like, if you're like, I'll sell you my car for spare parts.
Yeah, but it's getting real close to that. So I go, So I'm thinking to myself, I go, fuck, I don't want to text any of my coworkers and be like, hey, if you see her, give her my number. I don't want them like fucking in my business anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Than what I am. And so I was like, all right, it's going to be a little stalkerish, but I'm going to have to take some slightly drastic measures here. So I wrote a note and I put it on her window. I was like, hey, I'm not working tomorrow. So
here's my number.
Okay. And I left it on her window.
I wonder how do you feel about that? Would that be a cool thing or a bad thing? I guess since you've already primed it, I'm a child. It worked out, right? Like it worked out because you already primed the situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What'd you guys do?
So I thought she's going to think I'm a fucking stalker, but.
I could have seen that go down that way, but hey, glad she didn't.
She didn't. Up. Yeah, she hit me up this morning. Luckily, I was awake, because if not, I would have been like, flip my phone over. I'm not awake yet.
Don't text me.
Don't text me right now.
11.
Yeah. But anyways, so we made plans after a while back and forth. And I was like, hey, was me leaving my... I text her. I was like, hey, was me leaving my phone number on the window too much? She was like, no, that was pretty funny, actually. She was like, that was great. It worked out well, because... I was at the event and I was asking some of the coworkers if they asked one of your coworkers if they had your number because I needed to talk to you about something.
Oh, there you go.
And he said no. And she's like, I didn't want to ask everybody because then I want them to be up in our business. Yeah. And I was like, all right, good. She's like, no, so I didn't take it that way. I was like, cool. So then we finally made plans. Fuck, she lives far. And then so I put in my Google, my maps.
You're like, I'm rethinking this.
I was like, oh, whoa, this is a trip. And so first thing, Google told me it's going to take 30 minutes to get there. I was like, fucking bet, Google. And so I got there in 25. Fuck you, Google. Tell me how fast I can get there. And then we just got dinner together. We were just chilling for a while.
What'd you eat?
We ate at... Tokyo Joe's?
At the bowl? Like the
yeah,
it's like a bowl?
Yeah,
like
the bowl place.
Asian
yeah.
chicken bowl or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit was all right. It's all right.
So she have anything weird? Like she like, you know, eats with her hand or some weird shit? Or like she
no.
just go, just pouring in? No. Nothing weird?
No, nothing. Not too weird. It's just pretty chill. First date, I guess.
So, first of all, I want to congratulate you for not being about that bullshit. It only took about 98 podcasts of me passive-aggressively talking shit to you. But it's all right. I'm still proud of you. I think you did great. Now, the next test, the next question is, did you follow Mystery Girl and my suggestion to...
The choker?
No.
Fuck, it's a little early for that, man.
You gotta like, slowly start making things, like... Throwing some sexual funny jokes in there so she doesn't put you in the friend zone. She can't see you as don't take this negative way, but she can't see you as not dangerous. Like not dangerous as in like you're gonna kill her, but dangerous as in like
choker. Choker.
No, dangerous as in like the thing where it's just like you don't wanna be the soft like puppy friend. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you gotta still have that air of mystery around you where it's like, oh man, this dude might be able to like you know, drop dong if he you know, had the opportunity to. Or whatever you ladies think. I don't know what you ladies think. All I'm saying is that you need to be able to break that ice somehow and have her thinking of you sexually versus thinking of you as, like, the dependable friend that she can, you know, fall back on. Because when you get to that friend zone, then you're in a danger because if she sees you as, like, the dependable dude, she's not going to see you as a dude that she can have fun with. And... Ladies are like rolling their eyes right now. You know I'm fucking right. All right. First of all, and in their defense, look, I was thinking about this earlier today. This is my fucking relationship rant. I was thinking about this earlier today, and I was thinking about why this is a big deal, right? Like I was thinking about a guy specifically that's in my jiu-jitsu class, who's a very nice guy, very nice guy. This guy's a sweetheart. The guy's a great guy, right? But that guy is single, and that guy does not have a girlfriend, and. In all honesty, like the reality is that guy would be the the better boyfriend, right? And the way I would describe him is like a beta. Like he's a very passive guy. He'd never be the kind of guy who like is the alpha of the group, right? But in reality, that guy would be the best boyfriend because that guy would be the guy who's the most sweet, the most attentive, the guy who cares more about his partner, the guy that maybe prioritizes his partner. But the reality is that just like men are flawed, women are flawed. And they also have that monkey shit in them where they're looking for the alpha because the alpha comes with dependability for safety. They come with the supposedly, as some people would argue, like the alpha genes, which mm-hmm. is a better gene for breeding because you want to be able to continue the alpha line so that your kids have a higher likelihood of surviving, right? Back when we were monkeys and shit. And then also, the thing that nobody talks about, and this is where the flaw, I would say, comes in, is the fact that just like men are flawed, and we've talked about you wanting to like have this girl who you want to be the runaway driver for, you know, or the getaway driver for, right? Girls are flawed in the sense, and that's fucking all the girls right now grinding their teeth. What I mean by that is that girls want this spontaneity. They want like the danger of like the idea of like a dangerous guy or like the idea of like the unpredictable guy. And that usually comes from the alpha versus the guy who's like, oh, let's just stay home and watch Netflix and chill. And while some girls are okay with that, what I'm saying is ultimately like girls also like that spontaneity because nobody likes keeping things super boring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why women typically go for the alpha dudes. But the reality is, ladies, that just like men make these bad decisions, like ultimately you'd be happier probably with the beta dude because he's going to be the nicer guy. He's going to be the guy who is more attentive to your needs versus the alpha guy who's probably higher likelihood of being way more selfish and way more self-involved. And I see this with specifically, there's a couple of young, really young kids in jiu-jitsu. Remember the girl who we saw at Target? The one who we saw and she looked all scared and shit? She calls me grandpa.
Fuck.
She's fucking savage. She roasts me all the time. She calls me grandpa. And there's another kid in that class who's her age, and she has a crush on him. And it's fucking hilarious because, on the side note, it's fucking hilarious because his dad, he's like, he asked me one day, he's like, how old are you? And I told him how old I am. He's like, damn, my dad's only like 2 years older than you. He's like, you could be my dad. And I'm like, damn. And I did the math. And I was like, if I would have gotten my high school girlfriend pregnant, I'd have a kid his age. I'm like, holy shit. So it's kind of weird because he calls me fucking dad and then she calls me grandpa, which is fucking weird. But anyways, she has a crush on him. But he is like the typical football player in high school. And the reality is like girls are attracted to these alpha guys and they always will be. But the reality is that guy, so this is my story. This is the end of the story because I'm jumping around too much. Somebody else in the jiu-jitsu place was like, oh, they knew that she liked him. And she went up to the guy and was like, hey, I think she likes you. You should take her out. And then his response was this shit. Get this shit. His response was, yeah, they all do. And then he just kind of brushed it off. I was like, god damn, that's some savage shit, but it's also some fucking kid damn shit.
That is some kid shit.
But that's the reality of the situation when you're the alpha dude in your community, which you're like the alpha, the football player, the jock. This guy's like lean, he's got abs, the whole thing, and he's used to getting what he wants because in his position in his little tiny society, he's the alpha. So he's used to getting probably the girls he wants to date. He's used to getting the attention from the women he wants. And so ultimately, if he's not getting what he wants as like the peak of whatever he's into, he's not going to be open? I guess so. He's not going to be into her, and he kind of didn't seem like he was, and so it kind of sucks. But my whole point to this is that women are flawed, and men are flawed, and ultimately, like women want the spontaneity as much as men want like a certain type of spontaneity as well. And so my point is, have you broken that virginity? That is the barrier where she's looking at you more of like a possibility versus like a dependable friend guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right, cool. As long as you're getting there, because you don't want to like come back next week and you're like, yeah, bro, she was telling me how she she wants me to like hook her up with some other dude, or like, or she's like, oh, she just wants, she's like, oh, the death thing for guys is always the one where you hear the girl being like, oh, you're so great to talk to.
That's when Thanos snaps his finger.
Yeah,
right?
Man, that's when you're just like, a part of you dies on the inside. You're like, ah, oh, well, there's no fucking going on here. I might as well I might as well just cut my dick off.
No, I did
in front of her,
make it,
and she wouldn't give a shit.
I did want to make it clear because I was just like, oh yeah, we should go do something. But at the end, I was like, so was this a date or not? And she was like, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, maybe. What
the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, maybe.
Should have gone Dutch if it wasn't.
She was like, she's like, I don't know, maybe. She's like, yes, no. I was like, yes. She's like, yes, it was. I was like, okay, that's what I thought.
You should have been like, goddamn right. Now get your ass inside this door. I'm gonna walk you to your door. I expect a fucking kiss at the end of this.
Yeah.
Good job, man. High five, man. High five. Yeah.
You gotta do the fucking
the thing from Double Dragon
where you're like, pop in there.
But anyways, we just did like the Double Dragon. We always missed it. Yeah. Anyways, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I think we got some good conversation today, and I'm actually surprised that the thing survived. I need to have like a box of batteries in here. But anyways, any last words for these savages, dude?
Wrap it up tight.
Well, there you go. Links to everything.
Also, just your homework this week, ladies and gentlemen. Go on Pornhub, just type up random.
See what
shit.
You find, what's the worst thing, and then just send me the thing
just
and we'll talk about
it.
Send
me the screenshot of it.
Yeah. See how great it was telling a viewer story here? See, we should get that every time. You should send us some more viewer stories. So just to close things off before this thing dies, links to everything down below. Throwback podcast, 3 a week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Links down below on where to get it just so you can stream it online. And all our social shit's down below. That's it, man. Monday's Locker Room Talk number 98. We out.